And with that, I will introduce you to the latest episode of The Armchair Directors, where each episode we take a look at one of cinema's great directors and their essential films. This week on the show, we are looking at the second best talking pig movie from 1995, Gordy.
The second best?
Yeah, Babe came out the same year.
I don't care. Gordy's better than Babe.
Directed by the unforgettable Mark Lewis. Returning on the show today to talk about Gordy is Matt Trudell. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Wasn't that an awesome
oh
intro?
Oh, my God.
That was, well, like, I mean, you need to put that in your next hippity hop show.
I might have to. Coolio had to do something, you know? I don't know who.
It's a tag team that did that. You know, Whoop, There It Is. That's the same one.
No way. Yeah. Like, no one speaks about that classic. You know, they only say Whoop, There It Is. No one talks about their pig classics.
Wonder how much does that hurt your rap cred when you do a Disney movie about a talking pig?
It was a different time back then. You know, and I mean now, if you listen to rap music, it's weird.
Okay. So for those who don't know, we both do the sports show. During March Madness and NFL season, we do a kind of a bet.
Yeah.
Where we do pick-ems. Whoever has like the best picks or percentage or whatever gets to make the other person watch a movie. We did it last year. I made you watch The Seventh Seal.
Yeah, which I ended up liking.
Yeah. And then in March Madness last year, I lost. You made me watch movie 43, which is god-awful.
And so legendary.
So this year, which came like right down to the Super Bowl.
It did.
And like you beat me by like just like 2 points or something.
Yeah. I Price is righted you.
Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to do that too. It was like I said 30 to 17. I figured, oh, he's going to say 30 to 18.
Well, it's funny. I didn't think it was going to be as low scoring as most people thought, but I didn't think it was going to be as high scoring as ended up being. So. Yeah.
So you beat me, and so now you made me watch Gordy, which I was so relieved when you said I'm going to make you watch Gordy, because I knew the other one you wanted me to watch was Mariah Carey's Glitter.
Yes. Well, so this is the funny thing is, you know, you have to thank my lovely fiance Katie, because I gave her the ultimate deal. I said I'm struggling between what two movies, you know, and I'm not gonna lie, I was leaning towards Glitter because I felt like Glitter would torture you more. Gordy is like, I mean, it's a kids movie.
Yeah, that's,
you know, the thing. So I was just like,
I knew Glitter was gonna be just awful.
But she was like, give Alex a break, man, let him watch Gordy, and I was like, all right, you know. Yeah. And then I got a text from you the other night that said it was hilarious. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
So
I'm still trying to figure out what Alex likes in movies.
Okay, so I'll come on. I don't think this movie's good.
Okay,
but
no, I mean,
it is, like I said, compared to what the alternatives were, it's so much more enjoyable.
It's better than Babe, though.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
It's been ages since I've seen Babe, but I feel like it's hard to like critically analyze a movie like this because it's for little kids. This is like something you would see on like Nick Jr.
Yeah.
Or something.
I grew up in a daycare, so
yeah,
I was privy to all the kids' movies.
So did your mom pop this in on VHS back in the day when you were like 5?
She still has it on VHS.
That's what I figured.
My mom is the lady that goes to yard sales and buys all the people's old VCRs, and they think she's crazy, but she's just got stocks of kids' movies. It makes sense.
Yeah, and I bet you like this is the thing where you got a 5-year-old, you're babysitting or something. What are you going to do to keep them occupied for an hour and a half?
Gordy.
Popping Gordy. It's even if they can't fall along, they can just let, it's like that South Park episode where it's all these cute animals at a wide angle lens, you know?
What makes me think about this is like, so you know how you said Babe and Gordy came out the same year?
Yeah.
So like, this is like Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down.
This is one of those, every once in a while it's funny. There are movies like this where the same kind of story, it happens. They come out like the same time, like you said, White House Down and Olympus Has Fallen. And then there were two volcano movies in the 90s. One was called like
Dante's Peak. And then the Tommy Lee Jones joint.
Inferno or something.
Yeah, it was
I don't remember. You have that, and there was two movies about Truman Capote. One was called Capote. One was called Infamous back in like 06 and 07. Mm-hmm. So there's always these instances every once in a while. When those two things come out, one's going to be very famous,
mm-hmm.
and one's going to be falling to the wayside. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what happens, where you got Babe, which it became
overrated. It's the Jay-Z of the Nas and Jay-Z beef, in my opinion.
You got that, and then you got Babe. I don't think Babe. Like I said, it's hard for me to critically analyze it, but I will say I don't think it's a very good movie. because there are lots of just kind of really silly and ridiculous plot lines. And once again, it's made for 5-year-olds. It's not made for adults. So I can put it aside. But, you know, a pig becomes the CEO of the company and, like, everybody's just okay with it. You know, and there's, like, scenes, important scenes missing, like when the girl's hiding the pig.
Yeah.
And then the next day, all of a sudden, the father finds out anyway that she's hiding the pig and he's okay with it. Then, like, well, then what was the point of her hiding and being scared he was going to find out?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of parts in there where the plot line doesn't make sense. But once again, it's not for us. It's for, like, it's for 5-year-olds. So I can't really analyze it like an actual movie because it's just, like, filler time for 5-year-olds.
It gave you some laughable moments, and that's all you can ask for out of it.
Yeah, even if it's unintentionally laughable. But
can we talk about how the 90s was a big decade for animals
the 80s
succeeding
and 90s,
in movies?
Like, I was, because, like, I mean, obviously you have the Babe movies. There were two of them. But then you also had, it started back in the 80s, but do you remember the Benji movies?
I remember Benji. Bingo.
Bingo, Beethoven, the dog.
Yeah, oh, Beethoven. Yeah.
And then you had like 5 million Air Bud movies. Like,
yeah, there were a bunch of Beethovens, too.
Yeah, there was a bunch of Beethovens. So
they were like Beethoven and Air Bud was like the original, like, American Pie. Like, American Pie came out with like 30 movies. And in my opinion, a lot of the ones that didn't make, not saying good wise, but like were funnier to me.
Yeah,
the ones that,
like,
went straight to DVD.
Like, I remember, yeah, because like the first one, he plays basketball. And I think that was like a theatrical movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then like everyone, I think there was the next one. He was football,
soccer, football.
Yeah, then, like, when it got to like the
hockey.
Third or fourth one, they just it all went to straight to DVD. Releases.
Dogs on skates is animal cruelty, in my opinion. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, but this was like a huge genre and. I think it's dead now, but which was so baffling because if you remember last year, there was that 9 Lives movie with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Where he's like, he has a daughter and he's like this workaholic dad, never spends enough time. And then some freak accident, he turns into a cat and it's his daughter's cat. And so it's Kevin Spacey talking as a cat. So it was.
We all make bad movies from time to time.
That's not the worst thing Kevin Spacey's done.
Oh well, yeah, but did you watch the 9 Lives movie?
No, but it's kind of, everybody was like, why is this is a movie that should have been come out in like the 80s or 90s? Like, why is it coming out now? Nobody really does talking animal movies, and it was a disaster just because who wants to go see a talking animal movie today? But this was like a huge genre at the time. Like, everybody was doing it, and like you said. Even if it wasn't in like mainstream theatrical releases, it was like Air Bud plays this sport, Air Bud plays this sport.
Mm-hmm.
And like even there's like now, like there are like kind of talking, goofy talking animal movies where you have like cute little puppies and like you have like their mouths move and then somebody's talking and it's like goofy, wacky. It's like a Nick Jr. kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they still
make
those, but there's like really cheap straight to DVD releases.
Which is fun.
But which is strange because I'm looking at this movie. Research, like, this had a budget of $4 million, which I just find crazy.
That's more than Clerks 1, right?
Oh yeah, definitely more than Clerks 1. I don't even think Clerks was made for like a million, but it's bizarre just because this looks like this is like one of those Nick Jr. TV movies or a
Disney
DVD.
Channel. That's what you're talking about. Like, Disney Channel used to have like the new movies like every month.
Yeah, like this is a theatrical movie. It was done by Disney, I think, or Miramax, so it's a big production. But I guess because they go all around the country. But it is just funny because watching this, like, this looks like a TV movie.
Can you picture them in the Miramax office? I don't know if this is the right one, but like whatever office it was, where they're like, those jerks over at Disney are coming out with a pig movie. We're gonna do pig movies better. Like,
well, actually, if you really, Gordy came out. Before Babe in 1995, it came out a couple months earlier. So it is funny because everybody thinks, "Oh, this came out right after," and it just it was bad timing. Like, no, it came out before, but everybody remembers Babe more than Gordy.
It's bullcrap.
Mm-hmm. So, do you remember? So you did watch this movie as a kid?
I did. I've watched it a few times,
and that's how you came up with the idea to make me watch it.
Well, I forget. We were talking one day, right? And like, I think. Charlotte's Web or some movie pig deal came up, and I was like, but people forget about Gordy. And you were like, what? Oh, and I was like, Gordy, man. Like, you haven't seen Gordy? So then I added it as as a thing, and it ended up like I said, Katie saved you, man. Yeah, I wanted to go glitter all the way.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, because I was like,
I just think glitter
sure in March Madness that I'm not gonna watch glitter. I know a movie I'm gonna make you watch, but I'm gonna wait.
All right.
I was watching this movie and I was like, I don't recognize anybody in this film, like as far as like actors or actresses.
There's
but
one
doing
guy.
Doing some research though, there are some pretty famous people. I think one of the older guys in the movie was a star on the show Green Acres from the 60s.
Okay.
If you remember that, it was like a bunch of, like, kind of like a Beverly Hillbillies thing.
Legendary.
And, yeah. And there's also a talking pig in that show.
Of course.
And then the country singer dad is actually a very famous country music singer. I forget the guy's name. And then
Toby Keith.
Yeah, that's him. and then Tress McNeil is played. I think she does the rooster or something. Now you don't recognize her name, but she's one of like the great voice actresses, like mm-hmm. The Simpsons, like Crazy Cat. If you watch The Simpsons, mm-hmm. You know Crazy Cat Lady.
Yep.
Like that voice. Like she does like a bunch of voices. She's on that. She's on Futurama. I imagine she's got like a ton of money raked up in voice acting roles because she just does everything. And another one, I think the voice of the dad pig, Gordy's dad, was Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
And he's been Fred on Scooby-Doo, I think, nearly all the thousands of iterations of Scooby-Doo. So not just the original one from, like, the 70s, but, like, all the new ones that, like, pop up every time on Cartoon Network or whatever.
Okay.
So there's some semi-famous people. The kids can't act for crap, I would say. Especially the
son. Most kids can't.
No, but especially... with these kids especially.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those things where you don't really want to like be harsh because they're just kids. But, you know, if a kid can't act, they can't act.
Do you find that like the kids that can act grow up to not be able to act though? So like...
Well, you know, Hollywood, sometimes bad things happen to them.
Yeah. But like I'm thinking like, all right, so the two people that I remember three people that I think that when we were younger... kind of classify as people that were decent kid actors. That's Haley Joel Osment.
Yep.
Who's now...
he's like fat.
And chunky Joe, you know, whatever. He's been in... I've seen him in a couple things, but he's definitely
he
not
kinda
like...
he kind of does like these weird indie stuff. Like yeah. He was in like a show on IFC called The Spoils of Babylon, which is like this weird...
and it's weird because he was like... he was the man. He was in a bunch of stuff. Sense. He was in Bogus, Sixth Sense. He was in...
AI.
He was in another movie that I always forget about. He was in Gump.
Oh, yeah, that was him. Yeah.
Yeah, so you had him, right? And then he grows up to, you know, that. And then Hayden Panettiere.
Well, she kind of still does stuff, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she's a TV actress. Like, she's not, well, like, a good something. Actress. You know what I'm saying? Like, but she was, like, in Remember the Titans, she was great.
Mm-hmm.
She had a couple other movies where she was really good. She got older, and she just was, like... instead of them being like, well, you act, you're just the pretty girl. You know what I'm saying? And then you had Dakota Fanning.
Well, she's still like an
indie girl. She's
and
probably...
her sister's like the indie darling now. She's like in all these acclaimed...
who's her sister?
Elle Fanning.
What's she in?
You ever seen Super 8?
Is that the one? No.
No. It's like a Stranger Things kind of movie.
Oh.
Oh, what else?
Is it like funny or is it scary?
It's more like an old, like E.T. It's a lot like E.T.
Okay. Right.
But she was in that. She was the Neon Demon. You haven't seen that?
No.
Okay. We talked a bit about like the talking animal movies that were big. So you're a little bit older than me. What were like some of the movies in your childhood? Like the ones like I'll probably go to, obviously, you know, like Toy Story, a lot of Pixar stuff.
Okay. I mean, Lion King was a classic in my era.
Yeah, that makes sense.
See, it's weird for me to judge because, like I said, I grew up in... my mom runs a daycare, so, like, I was seeing kids... I still watch, like, the last kid... Katie just watched Coco. We're supposed to watch it together. It's all right, though. I'll get around to it. But we watched Moana.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's very hard for me to... but I would say when I was younger, the movies that like, you had the Mighty Ducks movies. Now, those aren't... animals, but
yeah. That's the kids' movie.
You had that, Lion King. You had Bingo was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kid's dad was the kicker for the Packers. You had What other, like, Air Bud was big back when I was younger. Yeah. A lot of Disney movies, like Mulan.
Oh, yeah, Mulan.
Mulan's, like, one of my favorite Disney movies of all time.
Yeah, I mean, me, a little bit older, younger. Iron Giant, you remember that?
I recognize it. I don't remember if I've seen it.
Yeah, it's from 99.
James and the Giant Peach.
James and the Giant Peach. So Incredibles, I could name off like 100 different Pixar movies.
Shrek was a game changer. Shrek was like...
And the second one, too, I really liked.
Yeah, Lord Farquaad. Yeah, I mean, it happens.
But Shrek, the Shrek movies...
Shrek number one was great. I mean, I still like... whenever someone... Like, especially during wintertime, when someone's like, make sure you put on Leia's, I'm like, onions have Leia's? You know, like... Yeah. Or that'll do, donkey. You know, like different statements like that. Yeah. What else, man? I mean, there was tons of stuff, man. When we lucky enough to grow up in the age of like where things really started to take off.
Yeah.
But these kids now, you know, like a Shrek movie back in the day took ages to make, and Pixar and Disney and them are just pumping these films out left and right now.
That's sort of the problem I have now. It's that these studios pump everything mm-hmm. out where they don't take their time, and that means sometimes you get something that's not so good. So,
yeah, or
like so it's like with Pixar, you can get a Coco, but you can also get, you know, Cars 3 or the Good Dinosaur stuff nobody really remembers.
Exactly. It used to have to
be more consistent,
like,
because they took their time.
Yeah, like the studio had to believe in it. You know what I'm saying? Where now it's like, you know, it's like every 50 Cent movie that comes out. Like, everybody was like, oh my God, Den of Thieves. And I'm just like, do you know all the other straight-to-DVD garbage that 50 Cent's been in? Like, you know, like, just because 50 Cent's in a movie doesn't make it great.
Yeah, and I think the other problem is I think like a terrible movie company for kids, I probably would say, would be like Sony. Because they do a lot of, like, the Smurfs movies, if you remember those.
Oh, you know, I think...
And the Smokey Bear ones. Like, they're more... These are definitely more recent, but it's, like, those are, like, really, like product placement filled, where it's, like... I remember one scene where the Smurfs are going around Manhattan, and they do all these things, like the Alvin the Chipmunks one, they also... And, like, there's always some sort of really bad product placement in the movie, and it's just like, you know, come on.
I just... Technology has helped and it hurt. Like, I watched... It recently, the most recent It movie, and it was so much better than the first one, solely because graphics. Uh-huh. So that's helped, right? Mm-hmm. But then if they're gonna come out with like It 1 through 11, why do movies do that?
It's money. Money.
I know, but it's like
That's why they keep making Star Wars movies, because all of them grossed $1 billion.
That's why I love Vince Gilligan, man, because he was just like, I got the hottest show on television, and I'm just gonna, you know,
pull the trigger.
Same with David Simon.
Yeah. So, but anyway, back to kids' movies.
I know.
It's hard now. You know, I think there is still, like, I was complaining a lot that, you know, they pump too much out, or it's really kind of cynically made, where it's just sort of let's cash in on a product.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's still some really good ones out there. Like, Pixar still makes some good ones. Like you said, Coco, Inside Out, I thought was really good. But another one I just watched recently, it's not American film, but they're called Paddington. You know, like the Paddington Bear?
Yeah.
They made two movies, one 2014, one came out last year.
Yeah.
They're, like, fantastically made. Like, they're great.
Wasn't people... Wait. Paddington's about the... What was the rabbit movie that recently...
Peter Rabbit.
Yo, did you hear... About people boycotting that?
Yeah, because it was making fun of allergy people.
Oh my gosh. Pull your EpiPen out, man, and just get over yourself. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But everybody wanted to go see that dog movie that came out last year where they were straight abusing the dog, you know? No one had any issues with that.
Yeah, so, like, with kids' movies, do you think that, like, the modern... Do you still watch a lot of kids' movies, or...
Not as much as I used to, but yeah, I mean, my brother and I went to see Kung Fu Panda 1 in theaters. We're the only grown-ups in there without kids, like, which doesn't go well for you, by the way. But
I remember when I went to see Finding Dory with my parents, and this was last year, and like there was like a bunch of just like 7-8 year old kids,
mm-hmm.
and the kid ruining in front of us, yeah, was screaming like. What is Gory doing?
But you can't make that complaint at a kid's movie. You know what I'm saying?
Then like, it's like, and then so like they had to take the, so the mom had to take the kid out. I was like, okay, thank God. Comes back later. It's like, oh God, well, maybe he's calmed down. Nope, still doing the same crap. She takes him out again. Brings him back in again, starts screaming again, and then she finally takes him out. And then at the freaking end of the movie, all the kids are like running around and screaming before like even the credits roll. And it's just like, God.
It's like when I went to see the movie Miracle in theaters and people gave like a standing ovation at the end. Like you knew what was going to happen. Are we freaking serious? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That stuff kind of drives me crazy. Do they have, like, late showings for kids' movies?
I don't know. I usually try to go when it's, like, there's...
I like matinee times. I like matinees by myself, but I don't go to movies anymore. I'll be flat out honest with you.
Yeah. I do, just because I don't like waiting. And usually when if you go online, like, the only copies you can get online are, like, some a-hole who snuck in a cell phone video. You know what rating this guy has, Gordy has on IMDb?
At least 7.4.
3.9.
No way.
I'm serious. I wouldn't say this is a good movie, especially when you compare it to, like, there are far worse, like we talk about kids' movies out there. But there are also a lot better, but this is nowhere near the worst I've ever seen. And I'm just saying, like, 3.9, like, this is, like, The Freaking Room, which is one of the worst movies ever made, has, like, a 4-something. Movie 43 has, like, a 4.4, so that has a higher rating.
Faking on Gordy, man. Faking on Gordy. Come on,
it's not that bad.
Is it because they don't believe that pigs can achieve stardom?
I guess so.
Another, real quick, two movies that came out around the same time that were virtually the same movie in a way was Rookie of the Year and Little Big League.
Oh, yeah, about a kid.
Rookie of the Year was a dude that messed up his arm and could, like, you know, throw it 100 miles an hour after that, and he became the starting pitcher for the terrible Chicago Cubs. Okay. Gary Busey was in the movie. Any movie with Gary Busey in it instantly should get, like, 30 stars out of 5. And Little Big League was this guy, this kid.
Isn't that the kid who becomes the manager of the Twins?
Yeah, his, like, granddad, like, owned the Twins, and he died, and then he became owner, and he decided to become manager, and then his, they had a LeBron situation going on where one of his players was dating his mom.
Yeah, I don't know what else we could, what else?
I wonder why our sports show never stays on task. Yeah.
Well, what else do you want to talk about with Gordy? Because I'm pretty much, like, all the list I've got.
I mean, the dope soundtrack, man. Like,
that is hilarious because we just played it, and this is the same rap group that did Whoop, There It Is. And I just find it hilarious. I'm just like, when rap groups are getting together, and like, yeah, man, we did this, man. Yeah, man, we did that. And then tag team, what did you do? It was like, yeah, I made a rap video for a kid's movie about a talking pig. I just,
dude, but like a lot of musicians retire from like touring and go on to like score movies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. But like, I'm just saying, yeah, kid's movie about a talking pig, that must not give you a lot of street cred in the rap world.
This is a complete sidebar again. Thoughts on Rob Zombie movies?
I've never had any. Him and Eli Roth, I've had never had any interest in.
Okay. All right.
It just kind of, like, totally lets you show, like, especially that Halloween remake. I watched a bit of that.
Dude, that was fire, though.
Oh, it's awful. Have you seen the original?
Yeah.
Original was a classic. Like, this one is basically...
Yeah, but I like his take on it, man.
No,
like,
the take is awful. It's because it's just like, here, I'm going to explain everything about his backstory to you, and it's just like the most irritating white trash... family, and it's,
yeah, that's what Rob Zombie does.
It doesn't
white trash families.
It just, I thought it was terrible. And it just completely ruins the backstory. Like, the whole thing about Michael Myers is that you don't like, in that, especially in the first movie when he kills his sister as a kid, you're like, why did he do that? And I think it's better knowing, not knowing why. And he's this creepy guy who never says anything. By making sympathizing with him and like having him talk and speak and everything, you kill the mystery.
Okay.
It doesn't make him scary.
I liked the I'm not gonna lie, I liked the Rob Zombie version. I did.
I disagree.
That's fine. We don't have a lot of similar taste in movies.
No, we do not have a lot of similar taste in movies.
It's all right though. That's America, you know. All right. Well, anything else? Any other questions you had on your little thing?
Just tell self-promotion. Tell us about all the shows you got. You got the Benchwarmers and you got your hip-hop show.
I got the hip-hop show. It's 2 hours, Monday and Saturday night, 6 to 8 p.m. I added this kid named DJ. His real name is Dalton. So I call him Andy Dalton sometimes. And we discuss different hip-hop things. I'm kind of taking this young kid and leading him towards the right realm of hip-hop music. Which,
like tag team with Pick Power in the House?
Well, we might have to do that. We got the hip-hop show, and then you and I and Sebastian, who hates books, a.k.a. hashtag Burnham, we do the Benchwarmers Redemption, which is Wednesday and Sundays. Wednesday at 6 p.m., Sunday, I believe, at like 5. I'm not 100% sure on that, and that's okay. Bad, isn't it? It's a repeat, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're also podcast, dragondigitalradio.podbean.com. You can get Benchwarmers Redemption. The hip-hop show is not available on the podcast page, so you have to listen to it live.
All right. Well, that wraps up this episode of The Armchair Directors. We have been discussing the second best pig movie from 1995, Gordy, directed by the all-time legend, Mark Lewis. Don't forget, you can listen to The Armchair Directors every Thursday at 9:30 a.m., Sunday at 2:30 p.m., or anytime at dragondigitalradio.podbean.com under the category Armchair Directors. Matt, want to thank you again for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
For The Armchair Directors, I'm your host, Alex Baker, saying, squeal like a pig.